From Tasmanian farm girl to teacher to fiery environmental warrior, that's been the extraordinary life trajectory of former Greens leader Christine Milne. She's now retired from politics but is as active as ever behind the scenes, and she's found enough time to write the story of her life. She told Annie Hastwell why she decided to tell her story using a series of objects.
When it came to writing a political biography, I thought I really am not comfortable with the I did this and then I did that type format. So I thought, one thing though, I've kept a lot of things over the years that people have given me or that I've worn or that mean something to me. And whenever I've explained that to people, they're really fascinated by the stories behind those objects. And so I thought, well, actually, this is one way I could tell the story of all the campaigns and the politics that I've been involved in. And so I chose a number of objects that were central to those stories, things like T-shirts that I wore with my son as the first federal political leader to march in Mardi Gras. And then there's a sculpture, a conspiracy sculpture it was called, and it was given to me by Bob Brown. And it's basically taken on the faces of various politicians and business people and issues over the years.
Now, one of the ones I really liked was your old briefcase, your brown briefcase with a No Mill sticker on it. And I guess to me that sort of summed up what it was like to go from a teaching background to basically being in politics. What was that like? What was that transition like?
It was shocking at one level, but it was also, teaching is actually a fantastic background for politics because as a teacher you have to be organised, you have to be able to lead students in your class, you have to be able to get across issues very quickly. That's what being in politics is like. But when I say it's shocking, it's because there are levels of civil behaviour and decency that you expect in a school and you encourage in students, and then you walk into a parliament and you find it's a really, in 1989 anyway, it was a totally male-dominated, aggressive, abusive environment, and I was really shocked by that.
Do you see a future for the Greens politically with either of the major parties? I mean, it certainly doesn't look likely now, but is there any chance of getting that more general power by moving in with one of the parties?
No, it won't be like that because the Greens are the only party which has ecology at our heart. For us, the others, environment policies are just tacked on, whereas for the Greens, it comes from that notion that we have to protect the planet as a fundamental basis and then how people live on the planet and work together. And then, of course, the economy is meant to serve the best interests of people and the environment, which it currently doesn't. So there's no way. I think Liberal and Labor politics are reflective of an industrial age. We are now in a post-industrial society. We're in one that has to move to a low-carbon economy. And I think the Greens will come into our own. So I think our trajectory will be to achieve balance of power and then gradually become the major, the larger party in a balance of power, shared power arrangement. And that's what I'd like to see happen into the future, much more multi-party government around the country, because what that does is it restores power to the people through the parliament, whereas majority government basically confines power to backroom deals between the major parties and the corporates, and that is never good for the people.
Just taking you back to 2009, when the Greens didn't support the Carbon Pollution Reduction Scheme bill, do you ever have any regrets about that moment? Because a lot of people were very angry with the Greens over that.
Well, actually, they weren't. It's very interesting in hindsight what has been said, but at the time, there was not one single environment group in the country that backed the CPRS and urged the Greens to vote against it, as we had already determined to do, because it was not only totally ineffectual in bringing down greenhouse gas emissions, but it would have locked in failure because the compensation to the energy-intensive trade-exposed industries actually increased over time, and there is no way, with given the certainty that they would have had from this massive compensation, that they would have ever given it up. So this mantra that is now talked about post the 2009 period is actually Labor Party mythology. It's actually spruced mainly by the Labor Party. If you actually go and talk to people who understand climate policy, they don't agree. And what they all say is that the clean energy package which we delivered, and the Greens did deliver an emissions trading scheme and it was fully legislated and came into effect on the 1st of July 2012, was not only an emissions trading scheme, but the Clean Energy Finance Corporation and the Renewable Energy Agency, together with the Climate Change Authority, was fantastic infrastructure that has supported the rollout of billions of dollars around the country of renewable energy, and that was down to the Greens.
Christine Milne was talking to Annie Hastwell, and Christine's biography and activist life is published by the University of Queensland Press.